USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that. He's now extending federal social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
We don't want to have a spike up. We don't want to do it soon, and then all of a sudden you go down, you're coming down, and then you start going up again, because we discussed that could happen, and we don't want that to happen. We've gone through too much. So that was an aspirational number. I didn't say Easter. I said it would be a great thing if we could do it by Easter.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health said earlier as many as 200,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus.
The number I gave out is, you know, based on modeling. And I think it's entirely conceivable that if we do not mitigate to the extent that we're trying to do, that you could reach that number.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CBS's Face the Nation the money from the new stimulus bill will help a lot of Americans.
This money is going to go into the economy very quickly. It is going to help American workers very, very quickly. And I don't know how long it's going to take to kill this virus. I do know we will kill this virus. And when we do, I have great confidence that the U.S. economy will become roaring back.
Dow futures are down sharply. Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He was 61. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Algerian authorities are systematically arresting anyone who opposes ousted President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. USA Radio Network's John Hunt reports.
Algerian police arrested Khalid Derini, a leading journalist, and plans to charge him with attacking the integrity of the national territory, according to Reporters Without Borders, a press freedom group. Derini became famous for his coverage of the protests which shook Algeria for most of the last year, forcing their president to resign in April 2019. Derini's arrest comes days after the jailing of another prominent opposition leader, Karim Tebboune. The local authorities have also jailed many prominent figures, including businessmen and senior officials, on corruption charges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A new poll shows the Democratic frontrunner is falling short of firing up the base. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
A new poll by ABC News and the Washington Post says there is a clear lack of enthusiasm among Democrats for the presidential frontrunner Joe Biden. The poll finds Biden is the Democrats' top choice for the nomination, getting 51% support over 42% for Bernie Sanders. However, strong enthusiasm for Biden is only at 24%, the lowest on record for a Democratic presidential candidate in the 20 years of that ABC News Washington Post survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.